Chapter 14, Devotional 11. Lord, because you say so, will you say yes, Lord? Listen to these verses from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." I'm fascinated by this passage. It's the first example in the Gospels of what happens when we submit our lives to the Lord and do business God's way. We experience supernatural provision when we humble ourselves before God. What do we see? One, we see a crowd surrounding Jesus. Two, fishermen washing their nets. Three, boats sitting on the beach. Four, Jesus climbing into Simon's boat. Five, Jesus asking Simon to row out so Jesus can preach. Six, we see Simon accepting Jesus' presence in his boat and agreeing to his request. Seven, Jesus telling Simon to drop his nets. Eight, Simon arguing that he's tired, declaring the fish are not biting, and then agreeing to Jesus' instructions. In verses 6 through 11, we see the results of Simon's willingness to submit to Jesus and commit his business, fishing boat nets and labor, to Jesus for kingdom business. Jesus rewards Simon, James, and John, Simon's partners, supernaturally with so many fish that the nets begin to break and the boats begin to sink. It's a defining moment in Simon's, James's, and John's lives and businesses and in Jesus' ministry. Simon falls at Jesus' feet and says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Jesus responds, "Do not fear. From now on, you will fish for people." Immediately, they leave everything and follow Jesus as his first disciples. Child of God, we must be willing to accept Jesus when he suddenly appears in our lives. Like Simon, we must stop, put our agenda aside, and follow his instructions. Are you willing to allow Jesus to use your life, business, talents, and abilities for kingdom purposes? I encourage you to imitate Simon Peter. Say, "Lord, because you say so, I will." Dedicate your life and your business to Jesus for his purposes. There is more at stake than you know. Lord, thank you for showing me that blessings and rewards follow obedience. Jesus, help me to trust you no matter how tired I am or difficult the task. Give me the grace to say, "Because you say so, I will." Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.